prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Now you see why I've been wearing a hat. I actually get old in 1 month. Like, if you watch me at the beginning of the month, I look like a really young version of myself. And by the end of the month, when my hair's all grown out and it starts, the gray starts showing, and it's long and it's wispy, it's like I aged in 1 month. It's amazing. I look at myself. It's so funny. Anyway, today is Tuesday, which means it's the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. We're going to get started in a second. I have been telling people about Atrantil. Atrantil. Look, this is the season to eat. And you could eat a meal and have two of these with it. And I swear to God, you will not feel like you ate anything. You won't feel full at all. It's an amazing product. I got to tell you, a lot of these products come to me and I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. It keeps you from bloating. But this stuff's amazing. I won't eat a meal without it because literally I don't feel full at all. It's an amazing product. So you got to check that out without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
I love that product. The same thing happened to me when I used your product, Mass Pro Synthogen, right? I mean, that was the same. I was like, I can't believe it. This stuff's amazing. It's like better than I thought it was going to be.
That's great. Well, now, what is it? Probiotic?
No, it's not a probiotic. So this guy is a genius. He's a gut doctor, right? He's a gastroenterologist, right? He's been on the show. I'm going to have him back on the show soon, too. So he read these studies where they were giving cows a certain thing to keep them from farting. Because remember when cow farts were all the threat to the ozone layer?
Yeah.
So they discovered that if you give the cows these two different botanicals in their feed, they didn't fart. And so that's what it is. You don't realize how much of the fullness you feel after a meal is actually from the digestion process kicking in the small intestine and creating sulfur gas.
Yep.
And it's like you take that away and it's like you eat a big meal and you go, I can't believe I don't feel full. I usually feel so full after this particular meal. The stuff is great. It's really great.
That's a great product, like you said, especially for this time of year.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Progenadrex accomplishes much the same. But either way, if you can find something, you know, that can make you a veritable black hole.
Well, but think about stacking this with Progenadrex. So what Progenadrex does is makes you hungrier, makes you want to consume more. This stuff takes the labor out of consume. You stack these two together, and you literally could become a monster just from the food that you eat.
I hear it all the time, you know, especially about the way Progenadrex will take carbs and just shunt them completely towards the muscle, and these guys' waistlines, they either stay the same or they shrink.
Yeah.
So, you know, both those products certainly have merit.
Yeah.
And I would encourage you to look into them.
What's new with you?
You know, I tweaked my lower back last week. I can't even say how I did it. And it's nothing serious. I'm just waiting for them. I got my adjustment. I'm just waiting for the muscles to stop spasming. So until then, you know, we worked like yesterday. Did uneven chin-ups and one-arm push-ups for my left side. Surgery is scheduled for January 8th for the shoulder.
Oh, sorry about that. Hold on, Rob. I don't know what I did. There you are. Okay, sorry about that, Rob. So are you worried about the surgery at all?
I'm worried about anesthesia going under and not coming back.
See, me too. That's the whole thing with me. Not even the not coming back, but ever since I did a show many years ago where we were talking about multitasking, things that actually damage cognitive function over time. And so this particular scientist, I said, you know, what are the three worst things you can do to your brain? And the first thing she said was anesthesia. And I said, really? Why? And she said, Because anesthesia does the same thing to the brain as blunt force trauma, just without the hammer.
Yeah, and, you know, Sean Knirschfield actually clued me into this yesterday. Apparently, there are people with low levels of pseudocholine esterase,
mm-hmm.
which if those folks get anesthesia, it magnifies the effect of the anesthesia so much that some of them don't.
Uh-oh. Rob? Okay, there you are.
And I'll be honest. I'm nervous. It was framed as extremely minor surgery to me, but...
All surgery is a big deal.
Yeah, anytime you're cutting people open, that's a pretty big deal to me, especially when it is me.
All right, so let's get on to some questions. Matt Lawrence says, I'm sort of new to the game, but learning fast. I'm 17 years old, and I've been training around a year. I read as much stuff as I can and have a question about Dan Duchesne. Was he really that big of a deal, and how would you describe him? Was he?
Yeah.
He influenced traditional medicine as well.
Yeah, so let me put it this way. If there is ever a Mount Rushmore of bodybuilding, Dan Duchesne is likely going to be on it.
Your internet is dropping.
Oh, I'm talking about
your internet is dropping out once in a while. The last thing we heard you say was that he will probably be on it, meaning the Mount Rushmore of bodybuilding, and that was the last thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure some people in the audience know what I'm talking about when I refer to him, but for the younger generation, this is going to be eye-opening. So Dan was originally from Maine, and he was a student of the theater, and that was really his first love. But at some point, he got into bodybuilding. He then somehow convinced a doctor in Portland to prescribe him steroids. Now, this was the early 80s when docs were still doing that. The only problem was that even on large amounts of steroids, he wasn't much of a bodybuilder. So he had all these questions as to why he wasn't responding to the drugs. And the doctors didn't have the answers, and that launched a lifelong quest to understand. He was an inquisitive guy by nature, so, you know, the great hunt for answers began. Coming to Los Angeles in 1984, and more importantly, the world's top bodybuilders, right, they all trained in Venice. So he moved there, and he began attending Sunday school at Gold's Gym, hosted by Mike Zumpano. Now, ultimately, he began writing the Underground Steroid Handbook, which, in truth, was largely Zumpano's notes on how to use the drugs appropriately. The book made him famous, and his career as the steroid guru got underway. Here's why he was so far ahead of his time, okay? If you use whey protein today, you can thank Dan for that. Interesting story. DEA agent.
Boy, this is a long freeze now. Something's going on with your internet, Rob. I think we've lost you completely now. Either that or you're
out of his apartment.
Rob, you're dropping out big time. Your internet is doing something. I want you to you dropped out like quite a bit. You said whey protein, and then that was it.
Yeah, the whey protein, if you use that today, you can thank Dan for it. Interesting story. Dan one day was carrying these big white plastic bags of mysterious white powder out of his apartment, and the DEA agents were there to trail him. So they were salivating over this. It turns out the white powder was whey, and the DEA agents were predictably miffed. Dan was very careful after his first incarceration, going so far as to wait for the garbage truck to stop at his house before he hand-delivered his garbage to them. Someone at the DEA once told him how frustrated they were that he used the same shredder that they did. The use of anti-estrogens, HCG, Clomid, Metformin, etc., those were all other innovations. And his advice on using drugs and ancillaries is still pertinent today. You know, if you use a pre-workout today, you can thank Dan for that too.
Well, I want to tell you, I got to jump in here and add something to this list.
Yeah. So
Elise is working with Metagenics now. And they she was at a lecture recently, and they attributed a bodybuilder named Dan Duchesne as the reason why they use aromatase inhibitors to treat estrogen dependent cancers.
Wow.
So he had his research into performance enhancing and physical adaptation changing drugs led into modern medicine today.
Yeah, and you know his fingerprints are still over a whole bunch of stuff that we do. Interestingly enough, his creativity went way beyond body.
And we are talking about Dan Duchesne, Adam Grayson. So I just
He especially liked these recumbent bicycles before they were mainstream. So what happened to Dan? Dan died of polycystic kidney disease around 2000. It was not steroids that caused it.
That's genetic.
You know, it was an inherited condition. He had a family history of it. More than anything, not a lot of people knew this. Dan wanted to be a father. In fact, he collected baby dinosaurs in his later years, and he rode that bike of his as much as possible to be in good daddy shape. Sadly, that never came to pass. I will say this, though. If you have the opportunity, order a copy of any of his books, The Underground Steroid Handbook. Body Opus is another great one. I think his Dirty Dieting newsletters may still be out there. But, you know, the man just had a way, not only with the chemicals, but a way of writing and communicating to people that stuck. He is sorely missed and will forever be an icon in this sport.
And Adam Grayson did put up on Facebook, are you talking about Dan Duchesne? Yes, that's exactly who he was talking about.
Yeah.
Adam. So I just wanted to make sure we answer. So Matt Rinaldi says, I really enjoyed your two most cost-effective supplements last week. Question, though, why didn't you mention creatine?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure most people thought maybe that was an error. You know, not by a long shot. I deliberately omitted creatine for a few reasons. First, the man on the street knows about creatine. You know, they could recommend it to you. That's not why people listen to me. They expect something more. Now, it's not that I'm against creatine, what it does or even what it costs. It's just that it's too easy. I mean, here, let me explain how it goes for most people. Virtually everyone I know who takes up weight training uses creatine in their first 6 months of training, at least the kids that I've spoken to. Some of them use it from day one, if you can believe that. And here's what usually happens. You know, Captain Creatine starts training at maybe 175 pounds. He loads creatine mono, probably too heavy, 20, 30 grams a day. And then in 2 weeks, he's gained 2 to 3 pounds. But that's about it. Since he hasn't been lifting very long, he really can't gauge how it's affecting him, things like his strength and his work capacity and his recovery. And you know, those results don't square up with what he's reading about. He's reading about gains of 10 or more pounds of muscle in as many days, adding 1 to 3 reps to every set, and a general feeling of fullness to the muscles. All of that eludes him. So at this point, he figures he needs a fancier creatine because that's what the message boards and ads will tell him. So, you know, he might choose something more exotic, a different creatine with glucose disposal agents, etc. Before you know it, he's majoring in the minors and he's squandered away the best gains of his life. It's really a sad situation. Now, I generally demand that the trainees that I coach, they need to put on at least 15 pounds of muscle before dabbling in creatine. Closer to 20 is what I usually look for. Creatine volumizes muscle cells. So if you're starting at 170 pounds, you really don't have enough muscle to volumize. Now, get that man up to 200 pounds or more, and now creatine can really do its thing, given there's a lot more muscle around to blow up, similar to a water balloon, which is you know, what creatine's acute effects are in the first couple weeks. People also use creatine year-round, some every day. I think that's a mistake. You want to save creatine for when you really need it, like when you're peaking in 2 weeks and you're gunning for a new PR squat, bench, or deadlift. You know, now those additional 1 to 3 reps creatine can give you are meeting your new 1 rep max and missing it. That's the right way to use it, in my opinion, although it's far from the norm. So here's the bottom line. Creatine is a fine supplement, but I see it more as an acute performance enhancer. I chose lecithin granules and apple cider vinegar for a reason. One of them puts your body into a more favorable anabolic state and cuts down on catabolism, while the other one speeds fat loss. They work best when they're administered chronically, where I feel creatine is the ace up your sleeve. So save that ace for when you really need it. Hope that helps.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Todd Godick, I believe, is the next question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go check it out. And we will be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob Regish answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, gray area stuff too. Todd Godick says, so I'm curious as to your thoughts on calf training. I have genetically poor calves. They're my worst body part. What can I do to make them grow?
Well, first things first, don't complain about bad genetics. Bad genetics is being born without arms or legs. And those people would kill for your genetics. So put things in perspective. Now, with respect to growing those calves, I want you to know I know where you're coming from. Because 2 years into training, I had 13-inch calves at their widest circumference. I wore long sweatpants in the blazing summer. I was so ashamed of them. I'll never forget that. So I embarked on calf training with a vengeance. I performed all sorts of standing calf raises, seated calf raises, donkey calf raises, toe presses on the leg sled. In other words, everything that they tell you to do. And I did that for another year at least. And I really hammered them as hard as I could, as frequently as I could. The result was maybe a quarter inch on my calves. So at that point, I knew I had to find a better answer. A year later, I read about static holds by following Pete Sisko's works. Pete co-wrote the book Power Factor Training, if any of you remember that. He wrote it with John Little. But, you know, it intrigued me because extremely heavy weights could be held in the strongest range. And I also got sick and tired of putting in huge volumes of work into my calves, you know, which was a relatively small muscle group. And again, I wasn't getting hardly anything in return. So I read, I learned, and I applied. And lo and behold, due to those static holds, I put almost another 2 full inches on my calves in less than a year. Specifically, I elected to use a seated calf raise and really load that sucker up with as much weight as I could press off the safety pin. Now, on most seated calf machines, that's about an inch, maybe to an inch and a half. It depends. But I perform 2 such holds with a maximal weight, and I hold that at the top for 5 seconds. And typically I'll rest anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes before attempting the second set. Frequency, I seem to do best every other day with calves. Let's be honest, you know, they carry you around all day. They're used to getting a lot of work. The strength gains from that can be dramatic. Likewise, you can lose a lot of strength if you skip a week. Really, it's an eye-opener. But the other thing that's contributed to my calf development has been jump soles, sometimes called strength shoes. Jump soles Velcro onto the front of your sneakers and have about a 2-inch heel in the front. That effectively transfers up to 9 times your body weight under your calf muscle if you're jogging in them. So that means a 200-pound man has 1,800 pounds of force being absorbed by his calf every time he takes a step. Now, I don't know if that has been measured, but I can tell you, for me, it worked, and it worked really well. It added another 1 3/4. One caveat on these shoes go easy at first. I wouldn't run in them the first time like I did. You know, they can also, if you're older or younger, but older folks are more susceptible to this, they can damage your Achilles tendon.
You can rupture it.
And, you know, if you just, especially if you just start running straight away in them, when you do eventually,
pick it up from when you do eventually, because you dropped out again.
Yeah, you know, listen, the first time I put these on, I stupidly went out running for 15 minutes. I had to call into work the next 2 days. I literally couldn't walk due to the soreness in my calves. And, you know, when you can't put any pressure whatsoever on the ball of your foot, the only way I was able to waddle around my apartment was walking on my heels with the balls of my feet up in the air. So, yeah, those two things did me really well. Look, unless you were born with them, you're going to have to build them, and that takes an extreme stress. Both of those deliver.
So Mike Sanders says, how do you train your neck? I've seen pictures of you where your neck looked average and another where your neck looks really big. Your traps are huge too. What did you do that made the difference?
You know, first of all, I want to impress upon everyone the importance of training your neck, because despite the fact it's on display 24/7, 365, virtually nobody trains it, at least in the gyms I train in. That and building a thick neck is probably the single most effective thing you can do to create a look of power. It makes a bigger visual statement than big arms or big chest, in my opinion. So it's that important. Okay, a few things really made a difference for me. Number one is just consistently training the neck. A lot of guys will do it haphazardly if they do it at all. Be consistent about it, twice a week. In the past, I would train it for a few weeks and then not train it for a month. Then I trained it hard for a month and then slack off due to spending energy on. So as simple as it seems, prioritizing the neck and putting it on a separate day for me away from my big lifts helped a lot. As an example, I squat heavy on Mondays and Thursdays. I train neck, abs, and calves on the days in between. So I'm better able to focus on my neck and do it justice. Now, you got quite a selection of things, I guess, you can use for neck training. Our gym, one of the gyms that I train in, has a four-way neck machine. Hardly anyone uses it. I generally rail against machines, but a four-way neck is really, I think, a blessing to have if your gym has one. Why? Because a neck harness can be too inconsistent, meaning depending upon how it sits on your head, different leverage points they're going to make the weight feel lighter or heavier. Mm-hmm. It's also very difficult with a neck harness if you're using a free weight like a dumbbell to work the sides of your neck. The dumbbell or the weight plate you're using just doesn't fall consistently because your shoulders are always in the way. I have used a band in that scenario, and that has worked well. Now, static work, by placing a ball in the corner of the wall and pressing into it, you know, with the front, the back, and the sides of your neck, that works really well. It is somewhat about the best you can do is to press for time. And I would suggest anywhere from 30 to 60 seconds for hypertrophy. The first time you do these, boy, you can really feel it the next day. So go easy. The neck is an easy thing to injure. And it's not good when it's out. More than any other muscle group, I feel the neck benefits most from heavy light training. So on your heavy day, shoot for 3 to 5 reps, performing about 5 sets. You know, the classic 5 sets of 5 works well there. On your light days, you cut the reps in half and you cut the weight, and you perform 15 to 20 reps. If you time it, you will see that that takes anywhere from 45 seconds to a minute, which again is the optimal time under tension for hypertrophy. Here's the bottom line on neck training. Train it and train it hard. Train it in the heavy light fashion where you have two workouts a week. Prioritize it on its own day and be sure to work all four sides of your neck. A lot of guys just work the front and the back. I think you'll find that advice plus the occasional top range rack pull, which I'm so fond of, is going to give you one thick, powerful looking neck and traps in short order. So thanks for your question.
I'd like to just throw in there that you can also train your neck from the fifth angle if you tie a rope around your neck and then step off of a chair. You can strengthen it in the vertical horizon. Okay. Never mind about that. Don't do that. I hope somebody doesn't do that now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour.
Send your questions in to onair@superhumanradio.net or friend Coach Rob on Facebook. Look for Rob Regish. Or go to his website, CoachRobRegish.com. Paul Reynolds says, oh, I love this question. What do you think of DNP? I saw a YouTube video recently where these two guys were stating it wasn't a big deal provided you keep your dosages light. They said you can lose a pound of fat a day or more for up to 2 weeks. Is that right? Before Rob answers that, I got to tell you something else that does this, Paul. You can lose between 2 and 10 pounds a week without doing anything different. You get cancer. People who get cancer, they lose a lot of weight really, really, really fast. Is that a good idea? No, I don't think so. That's why I put DNP.
I'm hesitant sometimes to offer my opinions on things that I have not tried. And which is to say, I never did try DNP. I did try one of its cousins while it was still on the market. You probably remember this, uznic acid.
Yeah.
And that was enough for me. But when it comes to DNP, on the one hand, I guess there's no questioning it's the most effective fat loss drug there ever was.
It's not a drug. It's an industrial solvent.
Yes. And
it's like turpentine or kerosene. Well, those are actually natural, but I mean, it's like, you know, think of a chemical that you would find underneath a workman's bench and then think about taking small amounts of it because it makes you lose body fat.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it is also, in my opinion, the single most dangerous bodybuilding product, if you want to call it, even more so than insulin. So let's take wise to leave it alone. DNC is a synthetic chemical product which can induce very rapid fat loss when taken orally. It accomplishes that, though, by strongly and usually dangerously increasing body temperature and your metabolic rate. It was, believe it or not, it was first used in this country in the 1930s for fat loss, with the most prominent DNP doctor of the day administering 350 milligrams a day.
That's an insane amount, isn't it?
Especially, you know, when you've got, on the one hand, a 130-pound woman.
Well, I mean, I think they must have had different DNP back then, because I think that if you did a dose like that today of the stuff that's out there today, you would be dead.
Well, I guess, you know, I did a little research on this, and the products out back then, the ones that I read about, were 100 milligrams per capsule.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. You know who knows the most about this stuff? Alex Leaf. I mean, he's still to this day thinks DNP is great stuff.
Yeah, well, an estimated 100,000 people used DNP during that period, the 1930s. Some unknown, but substantial number of deaths occurred.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that strongly because it's a very, very powerful.
Cataracts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It causes extreme oxidative stress to the body because it makes the mitochondria work harder through the uncoupling process. So when you talk about free radicals, it makes your body a free radical party.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the FDA, needless to say, soon pulled it from the American market, thus ending, I'll call it, its first period of use in this country. The Soviet Union, however, recognized a quite valuable use, they thought, for DNP. They were giving it to their soldiers under conditions of extreme cold. And what they found was DNP could increase their body heat production.
Yeah.
And there was a Russian-born American doctor who was aware of that. And in the 1980s, he decided to profit from that knowledge. He treated about 14,000 patients with DNP before being sent to prison for unrelated reasons. Which brings us to the current era of DNP use. Dan Duchesne learned about this doctor's work and reintroduced it for modern, what I'll call modern use in bodybuilding. So for how it works, you know, for those familiar with cars.
You just dropped out. You just dropped out.
If Turks
you,
like keeping
you just, the... You dropped out and when you said, for those familiar with... So pick it
cars
up.
Cars or trucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Cars and trucks with manual transmissions. DNP essentially works, you know, like keeping the clutch slipping all the time.
Right.
And the result, it results in a lot of heat production and a lot of fuel being burned and not that much energy making it to productive use, because by all accounts, it makes ordinary everyday living a chore. Never mind working out. One person described, you know, walking on DNP would be like walking up a 15-degree incline on the treadmill. Made everything a third harder. Now, those who advocated DNP, they commonly consider 200 milligrams a day to be a minimal useful amount, 400 milligrams a day to be reasonably tolerable, but that would be the maximum. Some people, however, have used 600 milligrams a day. Here's the thing. Consumption to avoid crashing entirely. You know, and by no means should you use a ketogenic diet while using it. Intensive training with weights, not really possible while using DNP. Work done is usually with light weights, if any workouts at all. Here's some side effects for you. Large or even dangerously increases in body temperature. Intense sweating, usually accompanied by yellow bodily fluids. Extreme lethargy, water retention, insomnia. I heard the insomnia is insane. Hunger, nausea, dehydration, electrolyte depletion, shortness of breath, reduction in insulin production, and reduction of T3.
Are you missing one that's really important to this audience? It causes advanced muscle breakdown.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's very true.
All mitochondrial uncouplers do that. You just mentioned T3. So T3 is naturally occurring mitochondrial uncoupling agent. That's why when you take too much Cytomel, your body temperature goes up and you start losing muscle and body fat, of course. I mean, Cytomel is, you know, thyroid hormone is, in fact, the naturally occurring mitochondrial uncoupler that happens in your body. You don't have to take an industrial solvent.
Right. And just so you know, you might not get all of those side effects, but the frequency of side effects is very, very often close to 100%. So don't expect to avoid them. Here's the bottom line. DNP is about the biggest risk an athlete can take. The possible payoff isn't worth it, in my opinion, especially when death is a side effect. A lot of people that are in a hurry to get better results and to lose fat faster start taking more. And the insidious nature of DNP is that once you've crossed that threshold of too much, there is no known antidote.
Yeah, right. You die. They take you in the hospital. They put you in an ice bath, but they can't save you.
Right. I mean, what that means is even if you receive immediate medical attention, there's little to nothing they can do for you. You will literally die an excruciating death where you cook yourself from the inside out.
Yep.
Doesn't happen to everybody. Does happen to some. I would tell you to stay far, far away from this stuff. It's just, look, diet for a little bit longer, okay?
Well, so go to a Mexican pharmacy and order some Cytomel. If you want a mitochondrial uncoupler that your body accepts, take T3 or take thyroid hormone. Get Armour Thyroid. Start out at 120 milligrams a day, and you'll see the same result. Or if you want to buy a supplement, Trojan Horse from Blackstone Labs is a proven mitochondrial uncoupler. It's a form of calcium that has been shown to cause uncoupling of the mitochondria, and body heat goes up and body fat comes down.
Yeah,
but you don't have to turn to an industrial solvent that makes you sweat yellow. Like when you said that alone, I'm like, okay, right. So yellow sweat is coming out of your pores and you're going, oh, man, I'm really rocking this DMP. This is great stuff.
I had a friend who took this, and I called him up just because I wanted to get as much background as I could on this question. And he told me his 2 weeks on it was hell on earth, mostly because you're extremely tired, but you can't sleep. And in the dead of winter up here, which gets pretty damn cold, he had every window in his room wide open, and he had to sleep that way at night, and he still sweat through all the way to his mattress.
Yeah. I mean, it's just disgusting stuff. It really is. Give me a break. All right. Let me see what we got here. We have another question that we can answer now, but then we'll come back and do the blueprint tip of the day. So Craig Lepper says, I'd like your take on injectable amino acids. I know they're becoming very popular. I've read over the years how this is really effective strategy for those not wanting to juice. Is this true?
You know, at first I thought this was kind of a joke, but you're right. I mean, there's a fringe group of people who are out there injecting various amino acids.
And keep in mind that this fringe group of people arose from the anti-aging community, because 8 years ago at the anti-aging convention in Las Vegas, they had pharmacists there selling blended amino acids that were injectable. They were lyophilized powders, just like you would buy a peptide. You added solution to them and reconstitute them, and you inject them. They swore, and I'm like, so you're telling me 120 milligrams of pick an amino acid, L-arginine, is going to outperform a 10-gram dose? Yes, it is. And I'm like, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. But apparently, there are people out there who say that this stuff really works.
Yeah.
Well,
number one is finding a sterile amino, you know, preparation. I know on occasion they'll use it in a hospital setting, but gosh, you know, I don't know this for certain, but I've never heard of the black market folks carrying this stuff.
No, but they don't. You don't need a black market. So you don't need a prescription to take an injectable amino acid. The compounding pharmacists all over the country are selling this stuff, and they're selling these blends, like a couple amino acids and a mineral, you know, some sort of magnesium aspartate and these two amino acids. You don't need a prescription for it. A doctor is not scrutinized by the DEA for writing every patient a prescription of an amino acid blend. So it's really a very new, lucrative, growing area.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, I always felt, you know, oral essential aminos in and around the workout worked just fine. They were fast enough for me. And you need to put these compounds into perspective. You know, they're not, you know, amino acids will elevate protein synthesis. They won't do it around the clock like Test or Deca will. So that's my two cents. I'm fine with the orals. You know, if somebody is using them, I'd love to hear your feedback.
There's a lot of good feedback coming up. But again, this started in the anti-aging community. Eight or 9 years ago, they started showing up, compounding pharmacists, and they were selling blends of amino acids. I tried one. I actually bought injectable EAAs. Did I notice anything? I can't say that I did, but back then I was using so much different stuff that it would have been hard for me to point at anything that was working. I was even using that follistatin powder back then from that company in Texas, Rick Green's company. I was using that. It was supposed to be a myostatin inhibitor. It was made from fertile chicken egg yolks. I mean, wow. I was using everything back then, but I was ripped and I was muscular, so it all was working, I guess. I just can't tell you if the amino acids did anything, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. It's a good one. You're going to want to stay tuned.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, Rob, what's the blueprint tip of the day, man?
Tip of the day is thoughts on what's on the label versus what's in the bottle. We're going to expose a product today. Now, I know a lot of you may not have gotten results from the various ectosterone products that you've used over the years. Now, as any review of the message boards will show, feedback on ecti is split down the middle, almost 50-50. About half of people, like me, swear by it as an effective sports supplement. The other half of people using it says it does nothing, zero, zip, nada. So in order to understand why, I'm going to show you how a recent lab test completely exposed a company's quote-unquote ecti product. Some time ago, a product hit the market by the name of Mass Max XT. And I received many different emails from people inquiring about it. It claims, label claim of a whopping 350 milligrams of Rapponticum carthamoids extract as its flagship ingredient, which is the gold standard source genus if you're going to use ectosterone, in my opinion. Now, it also claimed to contain epicatechin and a few other bells and whistles. But to be clear, the huge dose of RCE was the big draw for most people, and plenty of them there was that amount of RCE in there for what they were selling it for. Now, it's important to point out the company selling this stuff went even further with their claims. For example, they cited high levels of 20-hydroxyectosterone, macosterone, 24-dehydromacosterone, carthamusterone, polypodine B, and ejugasterone C. When tested, however, via high-performance liquid chromatography, the product contained, are you ready? No detectable ectosterone of any kind. None. Zip. Nada. Which is why you'll find people saying they get zilch out of ecti. It's rather simple. No active ingredients, no effects. Now, the story doesn't air then, though. When this lab test was posted on one of the and warned other members not to discuss it, several people were banned or threatened to be banned. Why? Because it turns out the company that makes this product is a board sponsor, which means this: more people will have negative things to say about ecti-based products in the future because they're buying products with no ecti in it. Compare and contrast that feedback from people, okay, that have used low-quality ecti products. Compare that to folks that the feedback that you see on Synthogen or Progenidrex. It is literally night and day, as the vast majority of positive reviews over many years, by the way, for both those products, continues to build and build. Of course, I put effective dosage of Rapaticum and Lexogen in each of those products, and users the product in the past, and you've been disappointed. I do want you to consider trying either Synthogen or Progenidrex. It really is a fantastic ingredient for what it is, and you will once and for all know with certainty that it works for you. And if you're not so inclined, that's okay too. You know, just be careful who you buy from, because as this lab test showed, there are plenty of scam artists looking to separate you from your money. I will say this, the ad copy that accompanied this product for Rapaticum Carthamoids Extract was probably the single best write-up on Rapaticum and everything it does for you that I've ever seen. They also cut and pasted some of my message board comments into their ad copy, but that's fine. Look, a lot of ecti products don't contain any ectosterone, or they contain ECDI from an inferior source genus. It is not an anabolic steroid, but it is a fantastic recovery agent. Be careful who you buy from. It makes all the difference.
Yeah, very important. I remember when I did a show with Chuck. I want to say his last name was Raider. He used to be with what's his name now? I can't think of it. Anyway, he had that company. He had two companies, actually, this guy. And they were talking about bringing an ecti product out. And when I heard about it, I was so impressed. This was probably in 2000 and maybe 2007, maybe 2006, yep. 2007. And it was Mark Laubliner's company. And
yes.
I thought, wow, this ecti stuff sounds amazing. I'm going to just look for it. You know, I'm going to go to one of these websites where the Chinese manufacturers advertise and see if anybody's got it. And everybody came out with it. Oh, yeah, we have it. We have it. We have. And it was like they wanted like, oh, $200 a kilo. I'm like, what? That sounds pretty cheap. Oh, no. I said, can you send me the information about it? And then you find out it comes from different plant sources. And so yep. The plant source itself matters. And so you're buying, so you think you're buying ecti for $200 a kilo. You're like, oh, this is nonsense. Why would I pay more for it? And then you find that it doesn't do anything. It doesn't work.
Right. Right. You know, it's like I said, it's really unfortunate because when you do get quality ectosterone, it does make a difference.
Yeah.
Does it function like an anabolic steroid? No. But it has many different merits to it. And, you know, I would like people just to experience it if just once.
Yeah. You know what? And I'm not implying that the product that Mark Laubliner was selling was inferior. I wasn't buying from his source. I'm just saying that when you try to go around the company that's selling a real ECDI product and it works, and you think you could just go source it from some Chinese guy who's going to sell it to you for $300 a kilo, you're not getting the same thing. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's a very murky raw material to buy. If you don't know what you're doing, you'll get hung out to dry.
Yep. That is an excellent point.
So I shared with you at the beginning of the show that I actually have taken off a few days and I haven't been training as much. I'm completely off of the hard caffeine. I'm relegated to one cup of coffee a day. I definitely feel different. And it's going to take some time for me to feel, let's say, normal again. But I've also been trying to have breakfast before I train in the morning just to change it up a little, because I've been training fasted for so long now. And that's hurt my schedule because I have to get up earlier than I am if I'm going to eat before I go to the gym.
Right.
So I was supposed to train legs today, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to train today. I'm just going to get into the studio and get to work. And it dawned on me that, you know, we are so neurotic about training, all of us in this audience, where most people have to be pushed and cajoled and convinced and tricked into getting to the gym. We have to be pushed and cajoled and tricked into taking some time off once in a while.
Yeah.
We suffer from the opposite. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And our bodies are giving us signs. So it pays to heed those signs.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I've been taking off. And I trained a couple days last week. I trained two or three days last week. I haven't trained yet this week. So, but I'm not freaking out. I'm not worried. I'm not, you know, it's not like as though I'm shrinking. In fact, right. I actually think I'm leaner. I think that the reduction in overall stress to the body is allowing me to lean up more. I've given up a lot of fluid, too, I've noticed.
Yeah, and I just saw a study showing that people who train heavy, at least.
You dropped out, Rob. Rob, you dropped out at the point where you said people who train heavy at least, because I want to hear this. Go ahead.
People who train heavy can take at least 2 weeks and up to 4 weeks off without losing any strength.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
In fact, I feel like I can flex my muscles harder right now. Maybe there was a lot of residual unhealed or lack of healed tissue in there that finally has healed up, because I've taken off the past few weeks pretty much. I mean, I've not trained more often than I've trained. Let's put it that way.
You know, the moral of the story, rest does the body good.
And I think that's going to be something that we're going to discuss with Dr. Jeff Galini tomorrow on Science for Humans, because he has some strong opinions about this too. And remember, I mean, he was a pro bodybuilder, and I think his opinion is that most people are training way too much, way too frequently, way too hard. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Rob, man, great show. Don't forget, visit CoachRobRegish.com. What do you want to plug here before we sign off?
Nothing to plug. Just do go to my website. We're going to have new articles up every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from now on.
Okay. All right. And we'll see you next week. Are we off next week? Is next week?
I don't know.
As we get closer to Christmas, we're taking off. That's the bottom line. Okay. Good deal. I will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.